Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotra Shatashi Shiman Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jaya Jaya Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotra Shatashi Shiman Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jaya Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jaya Namacharya Shlaharidasa Thakura Ki Jaya Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gauram Dharada Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki Jai Shri Vrindavana Dhamma Ki Jai Shri Navadvipa Dhamma Ki Jai Ganga Devi Yamuna Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Gaur All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Gaur So this morning we are continuing reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 6, titled Prahlad Instructs His Demoniac Schoolmates. Text 25. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Please repeat after me. Tushte Cham Tatram kim alabhyam anantem adye kim taihim gunavyatikarat Iham Ye Svasiddhaham Dharma Adayaham Kim Agunenam Cha Kankshitenam Saram Jusham Charanayoho Upagayatam Naham. Tushte cha tatra kim alabhyam mananta adhye. Tushte cha tatra kim alabhyam mananta adhye. Kim tair guna vyatikaran iha ye svasiddhaha. Kim tair guna vyatikara diha ye svasiddhaha. Dharmadaya kim agunanena chakankshitena. Dharmadaya kim agunanena chakankshitena. Saram jusham charanayor upagayatam naham. Saram jusham charanayor upagayatam naham. Matajis. Tatra kim malabhyam mananta to stehen, when satisfied, cha also, tatra dhet, kim vat, alabhyam unobtainable, ananti, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, adye, the original source of everything, the cause of all causes. Kim vat need taihi with them guna vyatikarat, due to the actions of the modes of material nature, iha in this world, ye which svasiddha automatically achieved, dharma dayaha, the three principles of material advancement, namely religion, economic development, and sense gratification. Kim vat need agunena, with liberation into the Supreme, cha and kankshitena, desired, saram, essence, jusham, relishing, sharanayoho, of the two lotus feet of the Lord, upaghayatam, who glorify the qualities of the Lord, naham, of us. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Nothing is unobtainable for devotees who have satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the cause of all causes, the original source of everything. The Lord is reservoir of unlimited spiritual qualities. For devotees, therefore, who are transcendental to the modes of material nature, what is the use of following the principles of religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation, which are all automatically obtainable under the influence of the modes of nature? We devotees always glorify the lotus feet of the Lord, and therefore we need not ask for anything in terms of dharma, kama, artha, and moksha. Purport. In advanced civilization, people are eager to be religious, to be economically well situated, to satisfy their senses to the fullest extent, and at last to attain liberation. However, these are not to be magnified as desirable. Indeed, for a devotee, these are all very, very easily available. Vila Mangala Thakura said, Mukti svayam muklitanjali seva tesman, dharmartha kama gatayam samaya pratikshaham. Liberation always stands at the door of a devotee, ready to carry out his orders. Material advancement in religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation simply wait to serve a devotee at the first opportunity. A devotee is already in transcendental position. He does not need further qualifications to be liberated. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 14:26, Sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. A devotee is transcendental to the actions and reactions of the three modes of material nature because he is situated on the Brahman platform. Prahlad Maharaj said, Agunena chakankshitena. If one is engaged in the transcendental loving service of the lotus feet of the Lord, he does not need anything in terms of dharma, artha, kama, or moksha. In Srimad Bhagavatam, therefore, in the beginning of the transcendental literature, it is said, Dharma projita kaitavotra. Dharma, artha, kama, and moksha are kaitava, false and unnecessary. Nirmatsaranam. Persons who are completely transcendental to the material activities of separateness, who make no distinction between mine and yours, but who simply engage in the devotional service of the Lord are actually fit to accept Bhagavad Dharma, Dharman Bhagavataniha. Because they are nirmatsara, not jealous of anyone, they want to make others devotees, even their enemies. In this regard, Śrīla Madhvācārya remarks, Kankṣate mokṣagam api sukham na kankṣato yatam. Devotees are not desirous of any material happiness, including the happiness derived from liberation. This is called anyabilāṣita śūnyam jñāna karmāda navritam. Karmis desire material happiness and jñānis desire liberation, but devotee does not desire anything. He is simply satisfied by rendering transcendental loving service at the lotus feet of the Lord and glorifying Him everywhere by preaching, which is His life and soul. Om Jnananti Mirandasyam Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandiham Shri Guru Shriyuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha. Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kantharada Kandhanamostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Dear devotees, Prabhus and Matajis, thank you very much for coming this morning on Srimad Bhagavatam class. After the auspicious appearance or celebration of appearance of the Lord Shri Krishna, we will continue reading Srimad Bhagavatam. So Lord Shri Krishna descended to this material world to give us blessings 5,000 years ago. And after His departure on His transcendental abode, which was accompanied by the religion, knowledge, etc., this Bhagavata Purana will give light to all those persons who lost their vision due to dense ignorance, dense darkness of ignorance. Therefore, we are daily continuing reading Srimad Bhagavatam. And we can see in these transcendental teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. Just a little bit. Okay. So we can see in these transcendental teachings of Prahlad Maharaj that he is glorifying superiority of devotional service over all other processes of spiritual realization and material advancement. So the story goes on that one day Prahlad Maharaj came home after school, and his father was anxious to know what he had learned in his school from his teacher Sandanamarka, who were sons of Shukracharya, the great and respected Brahmana, authority on the standard knowledge in Vedic traditions. His father was expecting that he will say that he learned so many about artha and kama, about economic development and sense gratification, politics, diplomacy, etc. But contradictory, his son said totally differently. He said something which is actually above all principles of material advancement, and that is Shuddha Bhakti. And of course, his father wasn't satisfied. And he called his teacher, Sandanamarka, to see where did he learn this, actually. We can see that even in those times, there were demoniac people and demoniac educational systems who teach people only how to advance in artha and kama. And Prahlad Maharaj is clearing all doubts about educational systems, proper educational systems and standards of education, by saying actually that one should learn from the young age the process of devotional service in order to please the Supreme Lord. These are the teachings of Shuddha Bhakti. And Srila Prabhupada, according to the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, established this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. In the same way as the Prahlad Maharaj was spreading the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam in his school, Srila Prabhupada instructed us to spread the Vedic educational schemes all over the world, in all institutions. So we also need to establish such educational systems in our society as well. Demoniac persons are teaching only artha and kama, economic development and sense gratification. But they doesn't know actually that even artha are depending on dharma, on proper performance of occupational duties. So one day when their pious credit will be exhausted, they will not further advance in economy, politics, diplomacy. The whole system might crash. And if there is no economic development, actually a person doesn't feel that his sense gratification is increasing. But actually, for material advancement, all chaturvargas should be introduced. The person knows how to perform occupational duties according to the religious scriptures, and then from dharma to have economic development, sense gratification. And when person is realized that he cannot be satisfied in this world, he will naturally be renounced and strive for moksha liberation. This is actually a pious system which is performed by the godly persons, those who have faith in scriptures. But this is also only for the material advancement, dharma, artha, kama and moksha. And the process is like this, same dharma, artha, kama and moksha. If we want economic development, first we need to perform occupational duties according to shastra, according to our nature. Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, chaturvarnyam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagashaham. So I have created these social divisions on four social orders and four spiritual orders. Actually, this is called, here he is saying only four social orders. Chaturvarnam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagashaha. Because he is not saying according to janma, guna karma vibhagasham. So one's occupational duties are recognized and realized by guna and karma, qualities and activities which a person is performing in his life. Qualities are mental level which we acquired, and activities is sensual platform. But in Kali Yuga we can see that many persons actually doesn't know what is their varna. If they doesn't know what is their varna, how they can know what is their dharma? It's not possible. So in order to practice varnashram dharma, person does not need to wait that all the whole world first begin to practice varnashram dharma. He alone can see his position and the positions of others and practice varnashram dharma. And Srila Prabhupada said that implementation of varnashram dharma is not by some resolutions or like this, is by showing by example. So the first stage in realization is actually following occupational duties. We should know what is our varna. Many times we don't know, should be a brahmachari or grihastha, should I take sannyas or should I stay a grihastha? We doesn't know, because in Kali Yuga many people are varna sankara. Their guna and karma are mixed. They have one guna, maybe from mother, some nature from mother, he's maybe gentle or whatever. But his activities, his occupational duties are coming from father. So he is gentle, but he works as a shudra. So how can be in one nature? He doesn't know what is his nature actually. So in this way, in the first step of realization, person needs to know what is his nature, material nature, and start from there. Because although we are not these bodies, we are conditioned by these bodies. And varnashram dharma is the like predisposition for performing occupational duties for the pleasure of the Lord. That is the meaning. And usually person is acquiring some nature due to his desires and consciousness. Therefore, those who are under the tamaguna, shudras, they're striving for the kama. Those who are under tama and rajas, vaishyas, they're striving for artha, economic development. They have experience of this. Furthermore, those who are under rajas, kshatriyas, they are striving for dharma. They like to perform religious activities. They like to be recognized as religious persons, and they protect dharma also. And finally, brahmanas who are under sattva guna, because of their knowledge, they're trying to obtain liberation from this material world. In this way, the persons are identifying with their bodily marks or activities and qualities, and according to this consciousness, they're thinking, I'm higher or lower, because Brahmana is higher of Kshatriya, Kshatriya is higher than Vaishya, Vaishya is higher than Shudra. So all these levels are according to the different conditionings, and the consciousness is so much conditioned that cannot be recognized by higher and lower. But actually, such a performance of occupational duties in Varnashrama Dharma is not described in Srimad Bhagavatam. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada is commenting that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Vishnu, is pleased by the proper performance of occupational duties in four varnas and ashramas. One must be situated in his position in order to satisfy the Lord. There is no other way. Varnashamacharavata dharman bhagavat varnashamacharavatam prushena parah puman vishnu raradete pantha nanyatato shakaranam. It's very interesting to say, to see vishnu raradete pantha. To worship the Lord, we should take the positions in this society. So this type of varnashrama is not ordinary varnashrama. It's daivi. Daivi means to performing occupational duties for the pleasure of the Lord. So Lord is pleased by these activities. Varnashrama acharavatam. Achara means behavior or etiquette. So Vaishnavas are not performing occupational duties for material advancement, like here it is said, dharma, artha, kama and moksha. Actually they are performing occupational duties for the pleasure of the Lord. The devotees are taking position in varnashrama as a sambandha, as a relationship with the Lord, not as a prayojana. This dharma, artha, kama and moksha, this is prayojana for the materialistic persons, the goal of life, chaturvarga. But devotee, he is taking position in varnashrama to have relationships, because the Lord is pleased by these relationships in varnashrama. Therefore, in daivi varnashrama, there is no distinction between higher and lower, better and worse, because devotees are performing devotional activities with knowledge for the pleasure of the Lord. All of us have the same knowledge, isn't it? The Supreme Lord is the enjoyer of our activities, and that we are not these bodies, and we are just taking the position of this body to please Him. In this way, Varnashram Dharma is transcendental and eternal, Sanatana Dharma. To use your conditioned nature for the pleasure of the Lord. This is Svadharma, to please the Lord with your activities. In this way, Sanatana Dharma is, Varnashram Dharma is Sanatana. Otherwise, is external. Like Ramananda Rai said in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that this Varnashrama Dharma is actually what should be followed. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Age, Age, go furthermore, this is external. So you took this position as a disposition in society, but go further. Internal purification, not only external. So we should not be confused, actually, that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected Varnashram Dharma. He was a strict sannyasi. Sannyasi is still in Varnashram Dharma. When a person doesn't have Varnashram and he doesn't have need to perform activities of varna, he becomes sannyasi. And when he is free from designation of ashram also, he becomes paramahamsa. He is above this material world, from above all material designations, varna and ashrama. But if we are not on this level, we should take the proper position and perform our occupational duties and nicely be purified by the activities which are suitable for our level of consciousness. So in this way, the Varnashrama Dharma was the performed by all great saints in history as an example. And as an example for all of us, we can see that all great acharyas took the positions of brahmanas or teachers, and finally they show their position as paramahamsas. In Srimad Bhagavatam we can see that the performance of activities for material advancement is neglected. rejected. Dharma prajita kaitavatra. Kaitava is false. False and unnecessary. Why is it unnecessary? Prahlad Maharaj is nicely describing the position of those who are praying to the Lord only for devotional service. He's saying, nothing is unobtainable for devotees who have satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the cause of all causes, the original cause of everything. Tushte chatatra kim malabhyam ananta adyem. Actually, the real dharma is to please the Lord. Tushte. And such a person, ananta adye, who is unlimited and without cause, can give all the benedictions and blessings to all his devotees. So, what is their need to perform any activities for material advancement? So only those who doesn't have broad intelligence will perform such activities, isn't it? Those who perform material activities and for advancement in material results, they will get these results for sure, because the Lord is pleased if someone is performing tapasya, yagya, dhaya, etc. He is pleased by this. In this way, they are following him indirectly through some through shastra. They heard that if I perform these activities, I will get this. So in this way, even demoniac persons are following indirectly the Lord. He's saying this in Bhagavad Gita. Yeya tam mam prapadante tam stathaiva bhajami aham. Mama vartmanu vartante. Everyone follows my path in all respects. And I reward them accordingly, according to their surrender. So, according to the level of our surrender, the Lord will bless us. And those who take activities only for material advancement, they will lose the Lord. They will lose this bhakti which will give them realization of the Lord. But those who are striving only to please the Lord, they will have also other things in life. Dharma, artha, kama and moksha. But not in ordinary way. The Lord will give them according to His transcendental plan. He is giving us economic development, sense gratification, moksha of course, according to our level of consciousness. If Lord gives too much, we will be covered by material energy. If He gives too less, again we will be covered by material energy, by lower gunas. So Lord gives according to our needs. Whatever we can use in His devotional service, He gives that much. So that is His supreme will. And Srila Prabhupada nicely teaches us that we try only to satisfy the Lord, and that everything else will be given to us. Srila Prabhupada is saying himself that before he went to West, he tried to achieve some wealth, but he couldn't. We know that so many obstacles were there. But when he came to West and started to preach and fully satisfy the Lord, everything came to him so much that he couldn't take with 10 hands. There is one nice story which is saying this, how great devotee is blessed by Krishna with all opulences. So Prabhupada came to Mumbai and visited Bajaj family. Now they're very famous, Bajaj. And Srila Prabhupada introduced them teachings of Vedas, especially Srimad Bhagavatam. And they said, Swamiji, sorry, but we cannot perform this. We are so much busy, we have so many activities, so many people we need to feed like this. What will be with us? What will be with our business? Srila Prabhupada said, what business you are talking about? What business? I went to US with 40 rupees and came with 80 millions. What business you are talking about? So you see, Srila Prabhupada is a perfect example how we should please the Lord and take everything in His service further. Everything is obtainable by the great devotees of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada teaches us like this. Sometimes devotees are striving for dharma, artha, kama or moksha. They want some position in religion as a brahmana or whatever, or economic development. They want to develop further some facilities in life, kama, more opulent. And also we want moksha, the liberation from the sufferings of material world. But Srimad Bhagavatam is giving one lower teaching for us in this way. A kama sarva kama va moksha kama udharadi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purushak puman. The person who have broader intelligence, whether he have many material desires, whether he doesn't have any material desire, or whether he have a desire for liberation, he should worship the Supreme Lord. Tivrena bhakti yogana, with full force. So it's Shuddha bhakti. Whatever we have, whatever we want to obtain, actually we should worship the Lord, not worship any other demigod or perform any other activity which is not described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma prajita kaita votra. And if we have such a desires and perform pure devotional service, we will be purified from these desires. This is the trick. Like Dhruva Maharaj. He said, my dear Lord, I wanted to obtain the small particles of glass, and I obtain a great diamond, you yourself. So this is the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shuddha Bhakti. Shuddha Bhakti is actually Prema Pumarto Maham. Panchama Purushartha, the fifth goal of human form of life. Although the standard Shruti Shastra is saying Chaturvarga, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clearly described that fifth goal is prema. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumarto Mahan. Srimad Bhagavatam is teaching prema, how to obtain the loving devotion service to the Lord. And we can see that those who are striving to obtain dharma, artha, and kama and moksha, what they're obtaining? Only pa, pa, bha, bha, ma. Pa, parishrama, hard work. Pa, pena, foam. Bha, bandage, or banda. And bha, bhaya, fear of existence. And finally, ma, mrityu. They're obtaining only this chaturvargas, pavarga. This is from Sanskrit. There is groups of consonants in Sanskrit. Fifth group is called pavarga. But Srila Prabhupada is saying this Hare Krishna movement is apavarga vartmani, the path of liberation from this pavarga. Svarga apavargasya, to be liberated from all these miseries. And it is obtainable only by attainment of loving devotion service of the Lord. Real dharma is to please the Lord. Real economic development is to use everything for the pleasure of the Lord. Real sense gratification is to please the senses of the Lord. Real moksha
is to obtain this level of prema or swarupa, full service to the Lord. And all others will serve us accordingly. Bilva Mangala Thakura is saying, Mukti Svaya Mukli Tanjali Seva Tisman Dharma Artha Kama Gataya Samaya Pratikshaham. So all these others are waiting on the door of service to the Lord to give us benediction. All these are waiting for us. This is the benedictions which is giving Srimad Bhagavatam to all persons who are following him nicely. So in this way we should always try to follow transcendental teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, and in a such a way as Srila Prabhupada exemplified and showed by his activities in this modern age and in this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Okay, maybe I can ask one question. I always like to see how devotees are trying to develop their pure devotional service. What for you in your life means to use your guna and karma in devotional service to the Lord, your qualities and activities? How do you perform these activities for the pleasure of the Lord? Rasamaya Nityananda Prabhu, you are very intelligent. I believe that you have some answer.
I am a little bit like passionate, so I go for preaching. And
can you speak a little louder?
Krishna, like passion, I know like I have so much passion in me, so I want to dovetail that passion. So I try to take some like hard project in the sense like preaching, because when we are doing preaching, so there are a lot of activities which we have to do. Like you have to take care of the boys if you are outside, so you have to like go for the marketing, you have to deal with different person, like different modes. Then again you come, and then like college preaching, you know, mainly. It's very difficult because the authorities, you have to go take permission. Then boys will be there, they have different like guna karma you have to deal, so it's kind of big challenge. So like adjusting with
it. You see, he is a pure devotee. He's doing everything. He's a brahmachari. He doesn't... Actually, brahmachari doesn't have a varna. Because he's doing whatever is needed for the pleasure of his guru. Brahmachari can learn any skill, any knowledge, any value. Like he's doing everything. Actually, this... guna and karma are mostly for grihasthas. Those who are in nivritti mark, path of liberation, direct liberation, they doesn't take so much what is their conditioning, what is their qualities. I will be only this, I will be only this. You see, he's preaching, he's going on market, dealing with devotees, all these things, is Bhagavata Vidhi. Mostly those who are in Pravritti Mark, the path of indirect devotion to the Lord, they're taking this guna and karma, how I can be settled in my position, and from there nicely perform occupation duties. Because we can see that grihastha, he have only one occupation duties in Varnasham Dharma or Devi Varnasham Dharma. Usually, even our Grihasthas are taking so many occupational duties to fulfill the needs of their families. They need to manage, they need to do some trade, they need to work for money. Like it's all mixed, actually. One should find his own dharma and be fixed in it. But those who doesn't have such a need, they are taking position of brahmacharis. They can take all activities for the pleasure of the guru. Similarly, is the matajis, for the ladies. They're taking the menial service for their husband. Whatever varna he is, they're taking service for him, usually. Those who are born in India, they know that it's like this. Okay, maybe something else? We have a few minutes more.
During the class you said that
please louder.
In the class you said that to perform dharma we need to know our varna.
Louder.
In the class you said, mm-hmm. Prabhuji, to perform dharma first we need to know our varna.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to know and then we can mm-hmm. we have to be fixed in that occupation duty of that particular mm-hmm. varna. And now also you said that a grihastha, for example, has to be fixed in his own varna, rather than mm-hmm. doing so many kinds of occupational duties to maintain his family and so mm-hmm. on. But see, we also know that it's Kali Yuga and there is Varana Sankara, there is a lot of mix of modes of nature. So who will decide for us what is our Varana?
Who will?
Decide for us.
Decide.
What our Varana is.
Ah, it's already decided. You already have some nature. And better word is who will explain or reveal this to us. Sadhu Guru Shastra. Like always. You study Srimad Bhagavatam. Especially in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, first cantos, are saying about this. All these pastimes of Pandavas, you can see, showing what are the duties of each varna. Actually, to perform pure devotional service, one must not be situated in his varna and ashram, but for development of society he must. If you can see in a history of ISKCON, many devotees perform pure devotional service just by following Srila Prabhupada. For devotees, therefore, who are transcendental to the modes of material nature. So if you are like this, you don't need to take position. If you are transcendental to the modes of material nature, you don't need to take position in for varnas and ashramas. But if you are, then it's recommendable. Like this.
My question is, who will tell us?
Who will tell? Sadhu Guru, Sadhu, Shastra and Guru. Usually it's like this, taking shelter of spiritual master, taking initiation from him. This is Bhagavad Vidya and Pancharatrika Vidya. And when the disciple becomes more and more purified, he will realize first what is his conditioned nature. First, what is our conditioned nature, then that we are servants. It's very difficult to realize that we are servants of the Supreme Lord. This is the highest level. But easily you can realize that you are servant, always servant. It's Sanatana Dharma, isn't it? So in whichever position you are now, if you serve, you will recognize how you are serving, what is your relationships with other devotees, with your family and others. And actually, if you perform devotional service in this way, everyone will be satisfied with you, even your family. Many times, devotees in ISKCON have been chastised that they neglected their families. But many times was also prematurely. and the parents were dissatisfied and like this. But if you perform your duties nicely, and when it's time, you renounce, then everyone will be pleased. I remember when I started to preach to my family, everyone was dissatisfied, although they are religious. But one day I started to preach Barnasham to my grandmother, indirectly. And she was so satisfied. She recognized all these old persons, they still know all these values of life. They can recognize and they will tell to you that the modern way of life is not good, it's degrading. Ask your grandmother. Your grandmother knows what is your nature. What is your varna? One more thing is very essential to understand, that in Daivi Varnashrama Dharma, we are not obtaining our position according to Janma. Or Varna also. Guna and Karma is connected with Varna, but through Ashram. We are purified through Ashram. Therefore you can see many persons are coming from different backgrounds. By performing a devotion service in Ashram, Pancharatrika Vidhi and Bhagavata Vidhi, they become realized what are their material position also. So we are acquiring qualities through Ashram Dharma. Therefore sometimes, although we are not qualified as teachers, professors, priests, etc., we are Brahmanas. How is this possible? These traditional Brahmanas in India, or so-called traditionals, they cannot accept this, but they doesn't understand this. That Brahma Janati Iti Brahmanaha, the one who knows Brahman, he is Brahmana. Therefore, devotee who knows Brahman, Para Brahman, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is Brahmana. This is by the mercy of Guru, such a Guru as Srila Prabhupada. He can purify everyone from all varnas, if you allow him. Others, although they are in their position of varnas, they doesn't understand what is the real use of Varnashram Dharma. It's to please the Lord, tushte. When the Lord is satisfied, he will reveal the realization of the Self. And it is said, Shat karma nipuna vipro mantra tantra visharadah a Vaishnava guruh nasyad Vaishnava shvapacha guruho. All the person can know all the occupational duties of Brahmana, Shat karma, yajana yajana patana patana dana and pratigraha. If he doesn't know the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he cannot be a guru. But although he can be a dog eater, if he knows the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he becomes a guru. So only Vaishnava is a guru because he knows the purpose of all Vedas. Sarvericha Vedaicha Sarver Ahameva Vedyaha. If you know the goal, then you are knower of the Vedas. Therefore, real Brahmanas are who know the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is real knowledge about the Vedas. The same with the other varnas. Through ashram, you perform your occupational duties, and through this transcendental service, we will understand what is our conditioned nature also. But then we are not identifying with the conditioned nature. We are just using this conditioned nature to perform devotion service nicely. Sarvo padhivi nirmuktvam tat paratvena nirmalam hrshikena hrshikesham sevanam bhakti ruchate. Bhakti devotion service means to please the Lord without all material designations. You see, we always need to take some varna or ashram. Varna, even ashram you need to take. So all human beings have some varna, whether mixed or pure, but mostly mixed in this age. And What was the thought? Yes, whether we have whatever is our condition nature, we should take this position and from there try to please the Lord. Everyone have some varna. Usually Shudras are communists, Vaishyas are capitalists, Kshatriyas, they are monarchists, and Brahmanas, anarchists, because Brahmanas see everyone on the same level. In the same way, Vaishnava, he sees material position of everyone, whatever are his relationships and conditionings. Is he by nature communist, capitalist, monarchist or anarchist? But he also see him as a soul. In this way, Devi Varnasha Dharma can be nicely developed. On both levels we should see. Because although we are performing transcendental loving devotional service, still you have your position in material world and using this material world. Therefore you cannot neglect your or reject this varna. Sometimes devotees say, oh, I don't need to perform varnashram dharma. Actually it's really funny, because this world is created by gunas, and gunas, whatever guna you choose, you are in this guna, you are in this varna, isn't it? You choose guna. Guna is not choosing you. It's unmanifested until you desire that guna comes. She doesn't bind you. We choose. We choose our daily life, how to perform our duties. You see, someone can be a brahmana. And he's fully in same room, same desha, same place. He's fully clean in all times, in all circumstances, fully clean, sattva. Someone is in rajas, many activities, in same desha, same place, many activities, in different times he's performing duties, in same time he is performing duties or not, little dirtier like this, rajas. Tamaguna, he's not performing duty, he's performing duties in different places, in different times. Tamaguna. There's different grades. So you're choosing guna and varna. And we are obtaining these gunas, and then becomes fixed with birth. But through ashram you can not change but purify. This is conclusion. You cannot change. If you're Shudra, you're Shudra. If you're Vaishya, you're Vaishya. If you're Kshatriya, you're Kshatriya. If you are Brahmana, you're Brahmana. But you can purify. Therefore, in ISKCON, everyone should be a Brahmana, even a Shudra. Seems contradictory, but it's not actually. If you understand that if he performs his duties with knowledge and how to perform them, nicely, to be always clean, truthful, religious, and all other qualities of Brahmana, he is also like a Brahmana. He can clean the floor, but he's a Brahmana. So this is conclusion, to be purified, not change the nature. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.